Over the weekend, U.S. Senate Republicans advanced their proposed tax bill. Votes largely came down along party lines, with Tennessee Senator Bob Corker being the only Republican to vote against the tax bill. On Saturday, 51 Republicans voted to pass the bill, and 48 Democrats voted against it. Reflecting the partisan atmosphere in Washington, D.C., Republican Indiana Senator Todd Young voted in favor of that bill, and Democratic Indiana Senator Joe Donnelly voted against it. Both senators took to social media to broadcast their rationales following the vote. Young praised the passage of the bill, which is currently in committee to finalize changes between its companion U.S. House tax bill before sending a version to President Donald Trump to sign.
This is a big win for Hoosiers. Not only did we repeal the oppressive individual mandate tax of Obamacare, which is part of the larger tax package, but we offered tax reform for the first time in 30 years that will ensure Hoosiers have a code that is fair, that is simpler, and that allows rank and file people from our state to keep more of what they earn. Right now, so many small businesses are paying upwards of half or more of their profits to various levels of government. There's no way to remain competitive against our global competitors when that's happening. So they're going to see a reduction in rates. They're also going to see a real simplification of our tax code. That's something that consistently, as I've traveled around the state over the last 7 years and talked with small business owners, they indicate they want out of a tax code. So 9 out of 10 Hoosiers, in fact, who pay taxes through the standard process are going to be able to take the standard deduction now because we've doubled the standard deduction. And the last thing I would emphasize is Indiana is a major manufacturing state, and so many of those businesses are small and medium-sized. And this tax code will incentivize these businesses to invest in more capital equipment so that their workers will be more productive and earn higher wages.
In his statement, Senator Donnelly says he was for the tax cuts, but was unable to get behind the Senate tax proposal.
Hello, I'm U.S. Senator Joe Donnelly. I wanted to briefly speak to you about why I voted against Senator Mitch McConnell's tax hike bill. I believe we need to reform our tax code and cut taxes for the middle class. From the beginning, I've been willing to partner with Republicans, with Democrats, with the president, and with this administration. I agreed with President Trump's stated goals of supporting the middle class and keeping jobs here in America. I strongly believe tax reform can be done in a way that's good for working Hoosier families. Unfortunately, this tax hike bill from Senator McConnell does not reflect the priorities the president and I discussed on numerous occasions, including when I traveled with him on Air Force One to Indiana recently. And that's why I couldn't support this bill. It results in a tax hike for nearly a million middle-class Hoosier families in the coming years, and it fails to address the outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries. In addition, this bill takes away health care and raises costs for millions of families. Here's the bottom line. I oppose Mitch McConnell's bill because it's not tax reform. It's a partisan tax hike on Indiana's middle class. It does nothing to prevent the outsourcing of U.S. jobs to foreign countries, and it's a giveaway to Wall Street and other big money interests.
The committee reviewing both the House and Senate tax proposals is expected to have a finalized comprehensive bill ready in several weeks. President Trump has repeatedly urged lawmakers to pass a tax reform bill by the end of the year.